podcast of West Tigers. Well, here we are, another edition of our summer series of Behind the Roar, the official podcast of West Tigers, where we're, I guess, shining the light on some of our younger players. We've chatted to some development players, a few players that have moved into the top 30 for the very first time. And joining us today, he's entering his third season of NRL, having made his NRL debut in 2022. It's Justin Matamua. How are you, Jazzy? How's the body?
Yeah, I'm good, actually. Obviously, in pre-season, your body is a bit sore, but just good to be here and grateful to be here.
Well, you've been through this is your third pre-season. Sort of, how does it compare to the years gone by?
It's been good, actually. Obviously tough, but a lot of things I'm learning and I need to work on, so it's good.
Yeah. We'll touch on that. More on your background and your pathways, where you came from, where you want to go, some of your goals. And it's only a snippet, a bite-size podcast, if you like. I recall when I first joined the club in this capacity almost 2 years ago or 18 months ago, and then you were just about to come through and make your NRL debut. It was in 2022.
Yeah.
You had climbed through, I think, from mats to ball to flag, some cup. You played New South Wales under-19s at Leichhardt, and you made your NRL debut. That was round 17 at Leichhardt against the Eels.
So
it was a big year, 22, for you.
Yeah, it's obviously a year I'll never forget. Obviously coming through Eshi Ball to Flag Cup and playing my first NRL game in 1 year was very surreal, and actually didn't really think that could actually really happen. So it's a crazy thing. Life's full of ups and downs, and life can throw things that you don't really expect. So,
well, that was an up. It was a highlight so far, and there's I go back to that match, and you had a heap of your mates there from school. Hey, it was Justin Matamua, big placards, and your big melon out there. It was all over the Keith Barnes stand. One other thing happened that night, which I don't think I've seen before. First NRL game, you got set off. Simbid.
Yeah.
Gone.
obviously.
I can't even remember what it was for. What happened?
I think it was a late hit on.
Was it?
Yeah.
You were in the wrong?
Yeah, I was in the wrong.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so obviously within my three seasons at the Tigers, I guess my debut has been the highlight of my career. Mm. But obviously looking at my debut, it wasn't a way I wanted to start my NRL career. But it was good. I think I learned a lot of things on that game and learned a lot of things about myself and a lot of things that I could work on to obviously be a better player and a better person.
You played a couple of games in that year, 22, and then in the 2023 season just gone, so you played a handful of games again. Where are you hoping to develop most? I mean, what would you say your strengths are as a player, and what are some of the areas that you'd like to improve on, do you think?
I definitely think one of my biggest strengths is, I guess, ball playing and having that ball playing role, like a Lazio or Cam Murray kind of style. So I think that's one of my strengths as a player. I think one of my goals is in the upcoming season is just to play consistent first grade and to just get some experience up so I can work on things while playing NRL. So
you're only a baby yourself. Like, how old are you now?
20.
You're only 20, right? So, but now there's all these other young pathways players that have come through and now with you in the top 30. It's good to see. You must feel a bit like, one of the older heads now, do you?
Oh, not really. A lot of the younger boys that are coming in is I actually know personally, and I guess kind of grew up with them and played footy with them growing up. So it's not really any new faces I really don't see, but it's just good to see some of the boys that I played with growing up and other boys that I grew up with being in the professional systems.
So many of the current squad training are a lot of the boys that you have been playing with through the pathways, I guess is what I mean. So it must be good having a lot of those younger mates around you.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, like I said, a lot of new younger boys coming in, but I'm fortunate enough to, I know a lot of them and know how they play. So I think it's just a bonus for me to be able to know how the younger boys play and just know them as a person as well. So it's good.
What's been the hardest part so far in pre-season for you?
I obviously think that pre-season's always hard, whether it's the con or the wrestle, but I think on Tuesday...
The con? The conditioning?
Yeah, the conditioning. Mm. So I think for me, the hardest thing was on Tuesday. Did a lot of running and then straight into the gym with training legs. And obviously when you're running...
The same day.
Yeah, so obviously when you're running and doing legs at the gym, it can be tough on the body, and then straight into wrestle. Mm. Back at Cintra, so obviously that day was very hard, but I guess I learned a lot of things that I can improve on and things I could keep working on in this preseason. So when it comes to when we actually play footy, I'll be down packed in that. Are we ready for?
Well, I mean, this is where you got to do that hard work and lay that foundation, and hopefully we'll benefit you, in a few months' time.
Yeah.
What's did you arrive back from your break in pretty good nick, or were you on pace with the others, or where you wanted to be?
I think I was good. I came back pretty good nick. Obviously, with my time trials and stuff like that, I made all my time trials and stuff like that. So.
Mm.
I was pretty happy when we got onto the field that where I was physically and fitness wise, I was pretty happy with. But doesn't mean I'm not gonna try hard and not keep working on it. I think you can always work on getting fitter and getting stronger. So I think it's just for me just to keep driving that within myself and within my teammates. So.
Yeah,
it's good.
Well, it's been quite a path, hasn't it, already from this young kid from Campbelltown City, Kangaroos. You played there, Liverpool Catholic Club as well.
Yeah, one year at Liverpool Catholic Club. Yeah,
yeah. So you've come through the ranks, ball, flag, cup, NRL, and now you're in a pretty hard pre-season ahead of the 2024 season. Well, finally, mate, what if I was to ask you one thing you want to take out of next year, one goal you want to set yourself for the upcoming season? What would it be?
Personally?
Whatever.
I think personally, to play consistent first row games and to obviously be in the round one team. But I think as a whole, as a team, I think just laying the foundation and just remembering our standards and what we live for at training into, because obviously we didn't have a very good year last season. But I think just remembering that when times get tough, we're in it together, and that we can't break as a team, and we can't break ourselves, and that we need to be the best team as possible.
Well, there is Juzzy Matamua. Mate, good luck with the season ahead. Keep up the hard work, eh? And we all look forward to what's around the corner for you and the team.
Sweet. Thanks, Chris.
It all comes from hard work. Juzzy Matamua, just another one of our younger rising stars who is doing the hard work and earning his stripes. Well, that's it for this edition of our preseason podcast, Behind the Raw. We'll catch you next time.
Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers.